Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Dive Bar Day, so I've done a special thing where this entire podcast will smell like a dive bar. You're welcome. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, before we get into that dive bar thing, it's National Strawberry Sundae Day. Yeah, and I've got to tell you the record on this one. First of all, the record for me is like, I don't know, ordering three of those from McDonald's. They went away for a little bit, and that was very upsetting because I loved these as a kid. And then they came back. So I'm happy once again. I don't really go there much to get one of these, but I've been wanting one for quite some time. I think I'm going to have to make that happen. Maybe today. Well, what I'm not going to make happen is the longest ice cream dessert. Yeah, they made a sundae. And of course, they did this in Texas, right? I mean, it was the Spirit of Texas Festival that they did this at in 2018 over in College Station, Texas. They made an ice cream sundae, essentially, that was 4,549 feet long. Oh, yeah. That is Texas for you right there. Definitely a cool town, too. College Station. Go check that out. Maybe go there during the Spirit of Texas so you can get some ice cream. National Macaroni Day today. Macaroni is essentially tubular pasta. And I love that because it's so 80s, right? Tubular pasta. And when you think about it, mac and cheese is so 80s because, you know, all us Gen Xers were at home eating mac and cheese while the parents were at work. Yeah, mac and cheese has their own festival as well. It's so popular. There is macandcheesefestivals.com. You can go there for some more information. They're going to be in Norfolk. They're going to be in Baltimore. And yeah, you can sample all kinds of mac and cheese. Come on, that would be great, right? Well, okay, if you need some practice, maybe head over to Joplin. Yeah, they've got a place that essentially only sells mac and cheese. Yeah, there's a few other things on the menu, but why would you get something else when a place is called Mac Cheesies? Yes, they have an 8-pound deluxe macaroni and cheese that you can get. 8 pounds. And if you eat it all, you're going to get your photo on the wall. And you're going to get a t-shirt. And trust me, if you're going to eat all of that, get a larger size on the t-shirt. I think that would probably be a good thing. Okay, as I mentioned, National Dive Bar Day. And every town has one, right? We've got one here in my town. And yeah, they're kind of fun to go to every once in a while. But what makes a bar a dive bar? Well, cheap drinks. That's one thing. Greasy food, perhaps. The odor, as I mentioned earlier. There is a certain odor, and that odor varies, but there's definitely an odor. There's also, we'll just say interesting people, maybe people that you don't want to be around sometimes, like a little scary, like you're a little like, I'm uncertain if I want to talk to that one or meet that person outside, you know, like that type of feel to it. Graffiti in the bathroom, I think that's a necessity. But one thing that I didn't know, and I found this out in kind of researching dive bars, yeah, that's what I did this week. I love this job. Anyway, I found out that they have underneath the bar something called a Be Good stick. Yeah, a Be Good stick. What is that all about? Well, it's basically a baseball bat. So if you're not being good, you get hit by a baseball bat. Oh, you know what? There's one more national day for today. It's National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. And, you know, this is for bonding, for physical activity. Now, here's the thing. Don't make that walk your daughter picking you up from the dive bar. That's not going to do it. Let's take a look at our events for today. We start in 1958. Yeah, U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act into law, making Alaska a brand new state. Yeah, the 49th state here in the United States. They wouldn't become a state until January 3rd of 1959. Now, here's the thing. Alaska's cold. And it's out there and it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is, would I want to live there? I don't know. It's freezing, right? You get like night for like ever. It's can be kind of not so great in Alaska sometimes. When I went there, beautiful. Loved it. We saw an eagle. I mean, come on. That's great. But here's the thing. If you want to move to Alaska, they're actually going to pay you. Yeah. Permanent fund dividend is what it's called. And this year, it's going to be anywhere between like $2,300 and $2,400 per person. So if you want to get a little extra government money, you can move to Alaska. Yeah, like I said, it's beautiful. You get to see an eagle. There you go. Alaska. Welcome to the United States. Not yet, but, you know, kind of. All right. 1981, living up to a campaign promise to nominate the first female Supreme Court justice. Ronald Reagan did it. On this day, yeah, he appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, and she was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. Now, actually, I say unanimously. There wasn't 100 votes, though. One guy was out. He wasn't there. He was absent. He actually sent her a book later to apologize for not being there because he would have voted for her had he been there. But, you know, she got 99 out of 99, and she retired in 2005. She was actually awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. More on Sandra Day O'Connor coming up in future podcasts because, you know, we got to go talk about when she actually became on the Supreme Court and all that fun stuff. Coming up, stay tuned, subscribe. There you go. 1987 on this day, not a great day for Ronald Reagan. You know, that first one in 1981, he's like, man, I love this day. July 7th is great. And then 1987 comes around and Oliver North begins his public testimony. Yeah, this was televised hearing, and it basically these hearings disrupted all kinds of great television shows that I used to watch. That was my problem with it. Reagan's problem with it, of course, was like, oh shoot, they're like, you know, gonna blame this all on me. Somehow he got away with all that and got out of there just scot-free. And I think a lot of that was, well, I don't remember. So there you go. 1993 on this day. Here's something we remember. Prodigy. Remember Prodigy Internet? Yeah, it was the largest online service provider of the time. The thing is, kids, you know, the kids listening right now, we actually had to have these things called internet service providers, like online service. Like it wasn't just like you hook up to the, you had to call, like dial up these services and, you know, interact with them through your modem on your phone. It would make these really bad sounds and you'd connect to them. Prodigy was one of them, AOL, CompuServe, but Prodigy was the big one at this point because they were just doing so darn good, getting so many users. Why? Well, on this day, they announced that they would offer online newspapers. Yeah, that was the big reveal. They were going to put all of Cox newspapers on Prodigy, and you know, they also had community billboards and a backlog of like articles so that you can read old articles and expanded analysis and restaurant reviews and basically a newspaper on your computer. There you go. They also did a deal with Sears to develop interactive TVs just like a month before. So newspapers and Sears, I don't know why Prodigy didn't work out. If you try their website now, you get an error. Yeah. All right. All right, on this day in 2005, the worst bombings in London since World War II. Suicide bombers set off 4 bombs in underground stations. It killed 52 and 700 other people were injured. On this day in 2015, the World Boxing Organization took the belt back from Floyd Mayweather. Well, the thing was, he failed to pay the $2,000 fee and he wouldn't vacate his existing titles when he fought Manny Pacquiao. You know, if Floyd was upset about this, maybe he and Logan Paul could hug it out. You know, they like to do that, apparently. See that fight? Oh, yeah, that wasn't a fight. All right, Jim Gaffigan turns 55 today. Jake Whitehall was born this day, 1988. Ringo Starr is 81. Shelley Duvall is 72. Michelle Kwan is 41. That's your look at July 7th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Head over to our website. We would love to hear from you. It's thisistodaypodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.